Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, October 4th of 2023. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is great to be with you tonight. For all of you who have tuned in, regardless of whether you tuned in from, whether you're from here in the state of Michigan where I live, also in the United States, or tuning in from around the world. And we've had people tuning in, even from these Muslim countries over the years. It's been people even from places like Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and places like that. But even they've been tuning in from time to time, getting the gospel now. Hallelujah. You know, what else would be a miracle would be if we got North Korea. As in North Korea, it's like they're essentially forbidden from doing anything Christian related. From what I understand in North Korea, Cassandra, like it can be Christmas time or Easter and they might not even know it. Some of the people there don't even know what Christmas is. Like that would be wild, like not even knowing what Christmas is, not even knowing, you know, what Christ is, not knowing, like they don't even know the real reason for Christmas, let alone what Christmas even is. Let's just imagine living in a country where they basically have outlawed the celebration of a Christian holiday like Christmas or Easter. That would just be beyond my comprehension. Now in the U.S., at least for now, holidays like Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving continue to be recognized as federal holidays, which is a great thing. And know that at least for now, our president, I mean, our, you know, our Congress at least, you know, and our government recognizes those as federal holidays. And that is a great thing to see because, after all, America is the one nation that was designed to be a Christian nation. But what I was after was just thinking of these people who tune in from all these different countries around the world. They've tuned in from all these different countries over the years. And I've multiple times checked, you know, the country profile of who we've got listening. Now, to be listed, it has to be at least 1% of the listenership at a given time. And so it's cool to have that kind of diversity to the point where we have people tuning in from these Muslim countries and cool thing. Hopefully, I hope they're tuning in to actually hear the word of God and not just to get, you know, learn English. Though, you know, it's obviously when they tune in, they can learn English because obviously what I speak on this program is English. And so, I mean, if you do tune into this program, listening from another country and trying to learn English, you know, have at it. But ultimately what this is about professing the word of God, professing Jesus Christ on this program. So, you know, having our times of fun where we have our different discussions, you know, and that, and also sports. So speaking of these fun times, you might say, what is it that I like about fall besides the football? And some of you may wonder, you know, what is it about fall that I like besides just the football? Here's what I don't like. I will say it this way. How fast at times those temperatures fall. Here where I live in a northern state, Michigan, at the start of October, based on a typical October day, and by typical, I don't mean the weather we've been having the last, like, 5 days, actually. Typical October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th weather involves temperatures that during the day are in the mid-60s. They're about lows that are around 40. But by the time we get to the end of October, we have gotten down to temperatures that are in the mid-50s, low 50s even. Lows that are in the low 30s. And you know, I say, Miracle Man, it doesn't sound like you like winter, do you? Well, the temperatures that come with it, no, I don't. But 50s during the day, I like that, you know, and they have their place for football season and stuff, and you know, to be honest with you folks, what is it that I do like most? I would say, probably, you know, the sound of the leaves, you know, when you're walking on a trail like a sidewalk or something and there's leaves on the ground on the sidewalk. Sounds kind of neat. Even though sometimes I do wish that those leaves would go right back up on the tree, that we could have like a raising from the dead moment. Only this time it would be leaves that fell on the ground got right back up into a tree. Yay! I would love that, because then maybe spring could come back and we could stop winter from coming. Well, sometimes I wish, but then I think about it and then I think, part of the country, I guess, Cassandra would get to the point and be like, well, you want Christmas time to come or not? Wouldn't it basically get to that point? Because I can see trying to somehow cancel winter would be like trying to delay Christmas time from coming. But, you know, maybe someday we can have Christmas without winter. Maybe someday we can. It's not the Christmas I'm trying to stop. It's the winter. Because, you know, after October is November, and here in Michigan, which is a prolonged winter state, you know, those of you who live in the South, those people who live in the South, Cassandra, your family knows about this. You know, some of them, where they live in the South, it's a prolonged summer state where 90s are typical from like late May, all the way into like mid-September. 90-degree days are predicted on average, like based on the 1991 to 2020 data, that about
that for 150 days in a lot of parts of Texas, it can be expected for it to be 90 degrees or warmer. So that's a prolonged summer state. Here where I live, though, it's a prolonged winter state. 130 nights or more a year can be expected that the low will drop below 32 degrees. Oh, did I say that out loud? Yep, I did. And that we may get 40-some inches of stuff that is white that falls from the sky, which, yes, I'm sorry to tell you this, listeners. I'm sorry to tell you this, listeners, those of us from Michigan. I despise having to tell you this, but if I want to tell the truth and tell you what happens about weather in October, I have to tell you. Near the end of the month, in many parts of Michigan, at least a third to a half an inch of stuff that's white falls from the sky. I was nice about it. I didn't even say the name of it. There. So it should be good enough. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I promise, you know, I'll stay nice about it. I mean, we do need it on the ground for it to look good at Christmas time. But once you get to, like, January 1st, January 2nd or so, point, you can still leave other Christmas stuff up. I do. Till like the 8th or so. But by the 2nd, can we lose the white stuff on the ground, please? And go to, like, I don't know, 40 degrees? Is that too much to ask? I say no. But I know some people just enjoy cold winter weather. I mean, what kind of person enjoys it that doesn't ski or sled? Who? See, that's my point. Unless you enjoy a nice fireplace and watching a movie near it. I mean, it's good for that, but other than that, I don't know what else. But get wet shoes, and it goes all over the house, and you have to vacuum it a whole lot more often, and then you worry for your carpet and all that kind of stuff. If only the salt that goes on our roads and things like that wouldn't always have to, you know, stain our carpets and stuff. Is there a way to get the stains out once it's gotten in? You doubt it. But, I mean, why does salt have to stain so much? But then again, I don't know. It is what it is, and it's part of living in the North. I know, right? Gets in the floor mats of our cars and everything else. But, you know. But anyhow, I do want to remind you of something, just a quick heads up for next week. On the night of the 11th, I very likely will not be doing an episode, and here's why. Because I will be doing an event, you know, being an honorary coach for a game with my friend Donut. Her real name is Jenny, but I like to call her Donut a lot. She loves donuts as much as I do. But my friend's husband had inquired if I would help him be an honorary coach again, just like I did last year. And so Wednesday night they have practice, and they would like for me to come over and see, you know, how that goes, so I can be a little more involved in that. And I, you know, am excited about it, and did say I would do that. So I am going to do that. And so I'm looking forward to that. But just to let you know that on the 11th, there extremely likely will not be an episode. But also, we do have marching band showcase that night. A week from tonight, guess what, Cassandra? A week from tonight is showcase. Yay! John Glenn won't be there. Wait, hey! I didn't say that out loud. Oh, wait. They will be there. I'm sure. Anyhow, I just figured I'd give you a little bit of a heads up about next Wednesday in case you were wondering. And I will tell you that again next week to give you all a heads up so that you're not all surprised when if you try to tune in on Wednesday night and you see that I'm not on the air. There will be a reason, just so you're not all shocked. Because try to limit those kind of unwanted surprises. Try to keep those at bay. But just to let you know. Okay. And another couple things I want to remind you about. Now these, bear with me, veterans, those of you who have tuned in for a long time, just bear with me for a minute. First thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's a story of how great God has been. God has always been on my side, no matter what we faced. As I was born with my jaw where my ear should have been. And, you know, different things like that. And at one point, in fact, they had told my mom, you know, you're selfish to not just have your kid have a shot right here. And she said, oh, or whatever. And I was just like, well, I don't think so. But guess what? God has still been here. God has still been there for me. And my mom has trusted in the Lord. And as I got older, I began to trust in the Lord. And, you know, have faith that God would help me, that God could help me. And let me tell you, He's been so faithful. All my life, He has been faithful. And it's just been so great to watch Him move on my behalf. It really has been great. And so, it's just great how He has been there for me, loving on me. And He won't stop. And I won't stop loving Him. I won't stop thinking Him. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop loving. And so, you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. You can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the website, Rivers of Miracles. Now you can buy the book, how it can be a blessing into your life. That website is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. And, you know, find out more about my story there. And you get two testimonies for the price of one. It's a two-for-one type deal, and here's why. You also get my mom's testimony and how she and herself was delivered from using drugs, alcoholic, smoker, you know, those kinds of things. God freed her. God freed her. She doesn't do that stuff no more. She doesn't do that stuff no more because God freed her. Because she went to a place in Midland and sought help on Halloween night, gave her life to Jesus. Been serving him ever since. By the way, it was Halloween night of 1988. So this year, for my mom, will be her 35th year anniversary of giving her life to Jesus. It'll be her 35th year anniversary. And that's something that I thank God. It is. Because otherwise, how would she know what to do? I don't know how she would know spiritually what to do, how spiritually to fight battles, how spiritually to believe God. Because when I was little, if I was super little like that, a year old, 2 years old, at that point, it's not like I know all the ways how to fight battles, how to trust God, how to have faith. No. As a child, you have to learn those things. Then you start doing them. Those things. You know, but you can go on the website and find out information about the book. The other thing that I would love to remind you about is about the PayPal. And you can go online to PayPal in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. I do not tell you how much to give. I do not tell my listeners how much they're supposed to give. That is between you and God to decide how much you're supposed to give. That's for you to decide. I do not. Tell you what to give. That's for you to decide between you and God. And if you're feeling the pressure, that's where it's coming from is God, not me. I am so no pressure when it comes to sowing seed. And I don't turn my episodes into fundraisers. I haven't done that in the past, and I'm not going to. You can go, but you can't. What you can do is go online to PayPal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. First of all, keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, please keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, there's a capitalization there next to it. So make a note of that. And you can select the amount or type the amount to which you would like to sow your seed. You can select the amount. I don't even sit there and say, well, I think maybe I should decide for you how much you're supposed to give. No. And also, when you sow your seed, whenever you sow your seed into the Miracle Man program and I get notified, what I do, I pray over your seed and I pray over your life. And I always, I call you blessed because, God wants to bless you. I want you to flourish. I don't want you to be bound. I don't want you to be broken. I don't want you to be poor. I want you blessed. Because I want good things for you. God's plans are for your good. I mean, I wouldn't say my plans are for your good, because I'm not God. And, you know, I wasn't made to be God. But, you know, I serve the Lord, and I live godly, but I'm not God. But you can go online to that website, paypal.com, River Shukla, to sow your seed. And special shout out to Laura from here in Mid-Michigan, and also to Natalia, formerly of Mid-Michigan, but now resides in Honduras, for your support into the Miracle Man program. And you can just be just like them. The verse I want to sow into your life tonight says, you reap what you sow. What you plant is because what you plant is what you grow. What I mean by that, well, let me give you another verse that can put it more into context. He who soweth of he who soweth in the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. I don't want my mind corrupted. I don't want my life corrupted. I don't want my I don't want my mom corrupted. I don't want my dad corrupted, my brother, my other relatives. I don't want that corrupted. But then he who soweth of the Spirit shall reap great things of the Spirit. Shall from the Spirit reap blessing. Amen. That's the list I plan to be on. Amen. How about you, listeners? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And I give you these verses. I don't, you know, so you can use them like as principles to help you as you help you sow your seeds. And so I just think it's something important that we should be looking at. Now I want to sing a couple of songs. We'll get into the word, and then we'll have our sports that we that include, of course, our my Wednesday evening football predictions. There is a voice that's calling out to everyone. There is a voice that's calling out to honor. This is our time. Come on, let's sing. We will worship and adore the risen King. This is our time. Come on, let's sing. Let us come before your throne in victory. This is our time. There is a voice that's calling out to everyone to worship Him. There is a voice that's calling out to everyone to to come before and worship him. This is our time. Come on, let's sing. Let us worship and adore a risen King. This is our time. Come on, let's sing. Let us come before your throne in victory. This is our time. Lord, we need, we love the power of your love. So the world will see it shine through us. This is our time. Come on, let's sing. Let us worship and adore the risen King. This is our time. Come on, let's sing. Let us come before your throne in victory. Yes, this is our time. Come on, let's sing. Let us worship and adore the risen King. This is our time. Come on, let's sing. Let us come before your throne in victory. This is our time. Oh, oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To your hands I commit again. With all I am for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Oh, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. Ooh. I walk with you wherever you go. Through the tears and joy, I'll trust in you. And I will live in all of your ways, in your promises forever. Hey, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing all I am. Oh, oh, I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you with all I am. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I can't wait for eternity. Everyone up above is singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Oh, I can't wait for eternity. Oh, God, children above, singing, well, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Jesus, majesty. Jesus, majesty. I can't wait for eternity. Oh, God, all the angels in heaven singing, worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. I can't wait for eternity. All the angels in heaven singing, oh, worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord. Jesus, majesty. Jesus, majesty. Jesus, you are here, Jesus, you are here. I can't wait for eternity, all the angels in heaven singing, Jesus, 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 you are Lord. Jesus, in majesty. Jesus, majesty. Jesus, majesty. Worthy, 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 Lord, all the angels in heaven sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever, forever. Worthy, 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 Lord, all the saints and the angels sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever, forever. Worthy, 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 Lord, all the saints and the angels sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever, forever. Jesus, your majesty. Jesus, majesty. Jesus, majesty. Yes. Jesus, majesty. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Master, for what you are. Thank you, Jesus, for what you mean to us, for what you're doing in us right now, for what you're doing in our midst, what you're doing on our behalf. Thank you, Master. You are our God. It's you alone who are good. It's you, Lord Jesus, that we serve. It's you, Lord Jesus, that we can trust in. It's you, Jesus. It's you, Jesus, that has our world in the palm of your hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is on our life. It's great to serve you. It's great to know that your promises for our lives are yes and amen. Your promises are yes and amen. And it's great to live on this earth knowing that. And just thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in each and every one of us where we stand right now, knowing that you know what we need and that you can move in our behalf and you will move in our on our behalf. And I thank you, Lord God, for every listener who has tuned in tonight, that you meet every need represented by your list, by these listeners tonight into the on this program, that you know what they need, even when I don't. And I know that you will meet every one of their needs right here and right now. And I make Mike and I thank you for that, and that as we study your word, we can know. Thank you, Jesus, for our time in the word tonight, that these people have ears that are ready to hear, and that they won't be just be those who do your who hear your word, but they will be those who do your word, and not just hear, but they'll do it. And I thank you, Master, for all of that. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program. I thank you, Master, that finances come into this program, that sponsors come into this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program in Jesus' matchless name.
In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. I want you to turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 9. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 9. I'm going to start with verse 1. It's after the book of Proverbs. The next book after Proverbs. Just so you know where we're going. Oh, just taking a sip of water. Yep. And I'm going to begin reading the verse 1 now. If you're not there yet, just go ahead and catch up. So, I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hands. But no man knows whether love or hate awaits him. All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean. Those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good man, so with the sinner. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live. They join the day. Anyone who is among the living, has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward. And when the memory of them is forgotten, their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for it is now that God favors whatever you do. Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life. So God has given you under the sun all your meaningless days, for this is your lot in life and in your under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And in the grave where you are going, there is never working nor planning nor knowledge nor wisdom. I have seen something else under the sun. Their peace not to the swift or the battle to the strong. I mean, the race is not the swift nor the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, nor wealth to the brilliant. or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so men are trapped to evil times that fall unexpectedly under them. I also saw under the sun this example of wisdom that greatly impressed me. There was once a small city with only people in it, and a powerful king came in it, surrounded it, and built huge ironworks against it. Now there lived in the city a man poor but wise, and he saved the city by his wisdom. But nobody remembered that poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength, like the poor man's wisdom is, but the poor man's wisdom was despised. And his words are no longer heeded. The quiet, words for the wise, are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. And then I want you to go with me to chapter 11, cast not your bread, having cast bread upon the waters. Verse 1 of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portion to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. If clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, it will lie there. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning, evening. Do not let your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. And we'll see about the last part of 10 also. Verse 12. Words from a wise man's mouth are gracious, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. At the beginning, his words are folly. At the end, they are wicked. Madness. And the fool multiplies words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell him what will happen after him? A fool's work. He does not know the way to town. Woe to you, O land by which king was a servant under his princes, fast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, whose king is of noble birth, and his princes eat at a proper time. If a man is lazy, the raiders, if his hands are idle, the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes life merry. But money is the answer for everything. Do not revile the king on your thoughts or curse the rich in your bedroom, because a bird of the air may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report. So you see there, it talks about casting your bread upon the waters, but and then you'll find it in many days. What he's trying to say there is, you know, if you cast your bread, he's not saying throw your bread in the ocean. That's not what he's talking about. But, you know, if you sow your seed, you might find it again. So, when what we read tonight, it talked about giving a portion to 7 and also to 8. What he meant by that is that if you go to church and they take 7 or 8 offerings, who knows why they would do that. But if they did, you should sow in all of them, or at least try to. Because you do not know, you know, on the evil day, which one it'll be that rebukes the devourer on your behalf. You don't know which one it'll be. Will it be the first one, the second one, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the seventh? Or, you know, you get the picture. But you see, Ecclesiastes, those who wrote it, were full of wisdom. And they weren't just writing some silly things. And the first chapter we read, how it was saying that, like, every day is meaningless. What I meant by that was, you know, days are just days. You know, our life is but a vapor. Here's a day, gone tomorrow. We only live on the earth for a maximum of 120 years. A maximum. You're here today, gone tomorrow. But then it's saying, you know, enjoy your wife, things like that. But, you know, obviously it's not like you're saying, you know, go ahead and live in sin. So I don't want you to think that any of what we read contradicts the things that I teach. I don't want you to think that any of what we read tonight contradicts any of what I teach. Saying exactly is just, you know, don't worry, be happy. You know. But when you look at Ecclesiastes, you know, God's people were called the Ecclesia. Ecclesia, You know what that means? The called out one. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesia. Called out one. But in the end, what it said, according to chapter 9, is that at one point, you know, your natural body, whether you're wicked, whether you're wise, you know, regardless of how you live your life, eventually your earthly body will give out and be done. It will. Whether it's taken out by an accident or something, or by another person, you know, whether it's killed, like by something like that, or whether your body just dies of natural causes, or, you know, of good old age, or whatever. The point is our earthly bodies will all die. But let me tell you something else. We have a choice of where we go when we die. We have a choice. Hellfire, burning, gnashing of your teeth, torture that never stops. It doesn't stop by day or by night. It's endless. There's no party. There's no fun. There is no fun in hell. All the fun has been canceled due to the intense fire. You can choose not to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Live any old way you want. Just let life pass you by. Not, you know, give your life, not give your life to Jesus. Or you can do the alternative. The alternative that I speak of is giving your life to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in order to make heaven, you must first be born again. Be born again. Now, when he said born again, let me tell you what he didn't mean. He did not say, go back into your mother's womb and pop out again. That's not what he's talking about at all. No. I mean, someone like me, who weighs, you know, who is a full-grown man, I don't think it's meant to hold 100 and some odd pounds. 200 pounds. I don't think it's meant to hold that much weight. But, you see, born again, that means first you have to be born of water, you know, born into this earth. And then, you know, when you decide to, you know, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I did that at a very young age. Gave my life to Jesus. I've lived for him ever since. I didn't say I've been perfect, but I did say that I have lived for Jesus ever since I've accepted him. And I haven't fully ran away. I mean, there have been times where I wasn't as hot as I once was. You know, things like that and different things like that. Sometimes I've been more on fire than others, you know, and things like that. But, you know, I've stayed with it. And I didn't just totally ever decide to just fall astray and run on my own and do my own thing without God. I've never been to that place in my life. I mean, since I accepted him. The fact is that you have an opportunity right now to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you're made anew. When you, and he forgives you of all your previous sins. From eternal hellfire to heaven. You can have your life changed by giving your life to Jesus tonight. You can. Maybe some of you have lived, have been saved, but maybe you haven't been living right. Or maybe some of you have accepted them in the past, but you just totally ran away. You can come home. You can come home to Jesus. He will forgive you of your sin. He can forgive you. He will forgive you. And you commit yourself unto him. You know, recommit yourself unto him if you've fallen astray. Or commit for the first time. In a second, I'm going to pray a prayer. And I will say this, listeners, if you mean it, pray it. If you don't mean it, don't pray it. If you don't mean this, be quiet. Because this is serious stuff. And you can have your eternity changed forever. And you can give your life to Jesus right now. I don't want you to go to hellfire and burn forever and ever and ever. I want you to make heaven and be with Jesus forever and ever and ever. Hell lasts as long as heaven. You get to choose. Now, I'm going to pray this prayer. Do not pray anything that you don't mean. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to change me, to make me new, to make me like you. Lord Jesus, I am tired of being my own God. I want you to show me how to walk in your ways, to live like you, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Ask you to forgive all my sin. I ask you to remove, to take away the muck and the mire. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. Now, for those of you who prayed that prayer for the first time ever, man, the angels are happy. For those of you who prayed that prayer and have, you know, come back to Jesus, or you've decided to come back to start living right again, maybe you didn't run away, but you weren't living right, and you've rededicated yourself. Oh, man, the angels are happy in heaven right now. They're having a party. They're jumping up and down. They're shouting. They're excited because they know that these that go my business. And for those of you who prayed the prayer just because I said to, man, it feels as good, just as good this time as it did the last time. Amen. 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 It really does feel great. Amen.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that we would just follow your word. Thank you that we are the called out ones and that we would actually live like it in the name of Jesus. And that we would, that we'll be ready when the rapture comes, that we would not miss the rapture in the name of Jesus. Thank you that we would be doers of your word and not just those who hear it. In your matchless name, Jesus, amen and amen. Amen. Now, in terms of sports, got some games to pick. Michigan, first of all, game number one. We have Millendal 4-2, excuse me. Jumped the gun a little bit, I'm sorry. Millendal 4-2. Saginaw Heritage 4-2. Emerlin Community Stadium on Friday night, 7 p.m. Heritage, very potent offense. Known to, loves to score lots of points. Dow with a great defense. When I look at this game, my honest prediction, Heritage, 37. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 29. Midland High, 4-2. Taking on Bay City Western, record of 3-3. In Auburn, at the cornfield, I do expect a packed house. Biggest rivalry for Midland other than the Dow game. Midland is on the rise. We have, you know, our great running back is back. But for Midland, it won't come without a challenge. As Western is trying to their winning ways, and they did a good step on that by beating a Saginaw United team by a score of 62-30. My honest prediction for Friday, comic books, 42, Bay City's best, Bay City's worst, 27. All right, Michigan taking on Northwestern. My prediction, winning again, 43, Northwestern, 27. Michigan State, they are falling. I do suspect that they will lose their game yet again. Lions taking on the Carolina Panthers at Ford Field on Sunday at 1 p.m. Panthers winless. Lions 3-1. I do expect a great game from them. My hope is that Jameson Williams is ready to go. My honest prediction for this game, Roaring Lion, 35, Pink Panther, 17. Once again, my predictions, Midland will beat Western, Heritage will beat Dow, for college, Michigan will beat Northwestern, Michigan State will lose yet another game. And on the pros, the Lions will beat the Panthers. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall come nigh us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, where you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And no evil and no person with evil intent will come near us in the name of Jesus. Now, until next time, I sure love you. And God first, God always. So long, everybody.